It's final. It's over. It's finally over. In World Cup soccer action today, Brazil defeated Germany 2-0, ending Planet Earth's most popular game and tournament for another 4 years. The championship game was played in Yokohama, Japan, and won by the kicking and scoring excellence of Ronaldo, one of Brazil's latest soccer sensations. To top, if not topple, the awards ceremony, Pelé, Brazil's first and greatest soccer superstar, handed the trophy to the Brazil team captain amidst fireworks and confetti. Pelé hugs and kisses Ronaldo, and as NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Brazilian capital, the crowds go wild.
The second carnival of the year is well underway here in the streets of Rio de Janeiro. Brazil's victory came shortly before 10 a.m. local time, but the early hour didn't stop anybody from having a beer or three. For many Brazilians, this is more than just sports. On the verge of tears, 20-year-old Pedro Paulo Lins da Silva says Brazil's record-breaking fifth world championship gives him hope for his country. Man, when you feel good about soccer, that means you feel good enough to fix the problems in our country, Silva says. It feels good to be a Brazilian. Feeling good, Brazilians have taken to the streets, driving around all day waving flags and shooting off rockets. Iraci Barbosa, dressed in a tight Versace t-shirt and a Brazilian flag miniskirt, predicts that this party will last a long time. It's going to last at least 4 years, until the next World Cup, Barbosa says. That remains to be seen, but the party will last at least a couple of days. It's not yet clear whether the government will declare an official holiday on Monday, but it's safe to say that many Brazilians are planning to take the day off, regardless. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.